A certain section of federal law known as Title IX is often credited with getting more girls involved in sports. But there's another less discussed, more intimate explanation, the sports bra. It turns 40 this year. Vermont Public Radio's Jane Lindholm has this look.
20 seconds. On a bright fall day, young women on the Middlebury College field hockey team run drills ahead of a big game. Their coach, Catherine DiLorenzo, pulls them in to explain why there's a reporter with a microphone at practice. And she admits something to them. There was no such thing as a sports bra when she was in college.
What?
How does that awful back then?
I had friends who would use duct tape around their bra.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm just honestly shocked. It's only been around for 40 years. That sounds insane.
It might sound insane to college athletes like Kelly Coyle today, but it's true. The modern sports bra was invented in 1977 by an unlikely trio of women. Hinda Miller had just started working at the University of Vermont and had taken up jogging, but she found she had a problem. What to do with her breasts?
I used two bras. You know, everyone has their stories of what they did.
Across campus, Lisa Lindahl was in the same predicament. She reached out to her friend who made costumes for the University Theater Department, where Hinda Miller also worked. Miller says the three of them got together to build a better bra.
We bought some bras, tore them apart. I was taking notes. Lisa was running. Does that feel good? Does that feel good?
None of it felt good. You see, breasts move a lot. Up, down, side to side, even back to front. And they can be really heavy. Try as they might, these women could not figure out how to make a bra that could stop the painful bounce. Until Lindahl's then husband, teasing them, came downstairs with two jock straps slung over his chest.
We acted on jock bra. Oh, that's what we want to do. We want to pull everything close to the body.
Miller says she ran to the store and bought two jock straps and took them back to the costume shop.
The waistband became our rib band. We crossed the straps in the back because we didn't want them to fall, and it went over our head. And that was it.
They thought about calling their creation the jock bra, but decided jog bra was a better fit. Their design caught on, and Miller and Lindahl made jog bra into a national brand. But it was 20 years later when the sports bra got its moment in the sun.
Chastain will take it.
In the 1999 Soccer World Cup, broadcast on ABC, U.S. national team star Brandi Chastain had the final shootout kick in overtime of the championship game.
Go!
Filled with the emotion of the moment, Chastain pulled off her shirt in celebration, revealing her simple black sports bra. These days, sports bras are big business. Global sales topped $7 billion in 2014. There are sports bras as outerwear, sports bras that are glittery, patterned, have crisscrossing straps to peek out prettily during yoga. But the foundational truth remains. The best sports bra is the kind that allows girls and women to move the way they want to move without worrying about their anatomy. Brandi Chastain points out sports bras aren't mere clothing. They're an essential piece of equipment.
I couldn't play without my cleats, and I wouldn't and couldn't play without my sports bra.
The sports bra may be the unsung hero in the rise of women in sports, quietly claiming its place under a T-shirt. That original jog bra from the 70s is in the permanent collection at the Smithsonian. It's immortalized in bronze at the University of Vermont. And it all comes back to two jock straps sewn together in 1977. For NPR News, I'm Jane Lindholm.